Hi, my name's Justin Bartz, and I'm from Different Breed Comics. Do you like balls on your chin? Me neither. But what I do like is a podcast from my good friends, Court of Nerds, where they share all of their inputs on comic books, science, lovemaking, who knows? You'll find out, though, if you tune in to Court of Nerds Podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds, the only podcast where best friends are made from moms having the same name. I'm John.
I'm Drew.
I'm Greg.
We're sharing mics because we have special guests already today.
We have special guests. Usually we bring you all the nerd things, comics, gaming, movies, and TV, but today we have a special edition roundtable with special guests Kevin Skinner and Bill Davidson. Say hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
This microphone's already making me angry. Sorry. This isn't my normal microphone. I'm not in my normal seat. I don't like it when I'm not in my seat, John.
It's true. Drew doesn't like it, guys.
Drew and I are getting up close and personal.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, we're doing a little roundtable discussion. BVS, Batman v Superman, Brunch of Justice has happened. Fourth largest domestic opening weekend of all time, right, John?
I believe so, yes.
And one of the largest worldwide box office openings. And our two guests today happen to be in the film.
Well, yeah. Limited exposure, but yeah. I made it.
No. Don't sell yourself short, guys.
Well, time out. Let's just say this will be probably heavily spoiler-ridden, so if you don't want any spoilers and you haven't seen this movie yet, first off, go see it. Secondly, turn it off in 3, 2, 1.
Superman dies.
He does. He sure does. Mm.
You know, I thought that would be obvious because they build Doomsday as the big bad villain guy in this movie, but,
You know what's funny? I totally didn't see it coming. Until he said to Lois goodbye, I went, oh no, shit, they're actually going to do that. I didn't think they were going to, even though Doomsday was up and he fought Batman, I thought, no way were they going to do it. And I thought, oh, good, they did it. They got rid of, that comic is long, but there's nothing to it but a fight. Get it done with and let's move on.
So you guys filmed this in separate times, a couple of years ago. Was it like 3 years ago?
2014.
Filming? Yep.
Okay. When did you first see the film?
Thursday night with you guys.
Yeah.
Greg wasn't there, but
I wasn't there.
Drew and I were there, yes. Yeah. So we saw it opening night. Filming was in Detroit, correct?
Yes, it was. They used the old GM Financial Building.
Awesome.
In Pontiac, yeah.
So, Bill, you have an interesting story about filming. You want to share that with us?
Yeah, so I basically showed up, and I was one of many extras. I got to actually be a security guard. I thought that was mind-blowing. I'm like, ooh, I get to wear a costume. I was so excited. Nerd alert, I just jumped right out of my seat, ended up like, oh, I'm in the movie now, right, because I'm in a costume? No, I sat in a holding room for probably half the day. But then I got on the set, and they mistaked me for basically an actor or a set guy. So I got to sit on the set for 3 days straight. So I'm watching these guys just move cameras, move equipment in and out. And it's the introduction scene to Lex Luthor, which they fucking cut.
I'm sure it'll be in the Blu-ray.
It'll be in the R-rated.
I can't wait for
my face everywhere. But no, so they filmed the whole scene, that basketball scene when Lex Luthor turns around. If you haven't seen the movie, it's ruined. They come directly at me. And I'm running an X-ray machine. So as they get closer and closer, my mangasm gets bigger and bigger. You know, the cameras, Zack Snyder, all these people are moving right at me, and I'm not having to do anything other than just stare. Next thing you know, Zack Snyder gets over to me. They're walking through just like an airport checkpoint, you know, area. They got an X-ray machine they got to go through, and everybody, when they were cutting, would not walk through it. There was like this phobia that they get cancer walking through this machine, not even plugged in. Yeah, it was interesting. Tao Akamoto would not go anywhere near it. She would walk completely around it like a phobia of this thing. But the cool part was, is Zack Snyder comes over and he's just like standing next to me and he goes, hey, Bill. You know, well, he didn't know my name. He goes, hey, you.
No, he said Bill.
He said Bill.
Totally said Bill.
You guys are friends.
You guys are close BFFs. Personal.
Close personal friend, Zack Snyder.
Absolutely. I was out of his house in California last week. But he comes up and he goes, we're going to start the scene. You have to start this X-ray machine to follow this suitcase through the X-ray. And he goes, we're going to put the camera right on your shoulder. So cues this camera right on my shoulder. He's basically hugging me at first, going, okay, so we're going to come through here, and then they're going to go back there. I only heard one thing. Bill. basically the equivalent.
Yeah.
It was really neat. Jesse Eisenberg was right there. He ended up shooting the shit with me about Grand Rapids, talking about when he filmed here, how he loved drinking at...
Yeah, what was that terrible movie?
Whoa, 30 minutes or less, and I love that movie.
The greatest movie.
Great. That was cool.
Yeah.
But he was talking about how he loved Brewery Vivant, but he thought it was on Rose Street, but it was on Cherry, you know, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
And it ended up being really neat. I mean, they filmed going in, then they sent all 400 extras away, and then they later filmed the Jolly Rancher scene. So I got to watch Jesse Eisenberg basically do that about 20 times.
How awkward was that every time? That scene was so uncomfortable.
But it moved. I mean, I was a little bit excited about it because it just a little bit of a lip rub in there. Just a little bit.
Just slightly. If it was you, Mangasm would have been out of this world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would have blown the roof off.
I wonder how many Jolly Ranchers they went through and whether or not that guy now has diabetes.
Every single one had to be spit out and retake. So they had a bucket full of just the one flavor Jolly Rancher for him to really pick out of. The top layer was fake. All the ones were on the bottom so that he wouldn't actually put a green one in. Because I was talking to the cinematographer, I think is what his name is.
Director of photography or something along those lines.
Director of photography. Yeah. He's right there talking to me through the whole thing. And he's like, yeah, we got this set up so they can swap out Jolly Ranchers and just keep going. And it was mind-blowing. Jolly Ranchers.
The magic of movies.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
No, would you do it again? Would you, for the amount of time you had to take off and the money that you made, would you do it again?
I asked Bill this question a long time ago, and I know that answer.
The answer will not change just because of my mindset. I had to stand there for 3 days doing nothing. No, I would not do it again.
Kevin?
Oh, I'd do it in a second.
Well, yeah, you were fist pumping because your scene made the movie.
My scene did make the movie.
I'm angry. It's okay.
I have never been more nervous in my life than that 5 minutes where Bruce is getting into Metropolis. And then my hands were shaking. I'm shaking now thinking about it. It was incredible. Corey sat next to me, a mutual friend of ours, and he was watching me and not in the movie. It was crazy.
I was pretty much watching you as well.
Yeah, you were next.
Yeah, man, I'm ADHD. You started moving, and my attention was instantly on you and not the movie.
There was a girl next to me. Her feet were up in the seat. She wasn't paying attention to the movie, but when that scene came up, I don't know her. I don't know what she was thinking when I was. That's me. I was. It was crazy. I didn't even have control over what I was doing. It was fun.
I really had an urge to slap your daughter that night.
Yeah. You got the luck of sitting down a row in front of us next to my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you guys grabbing my ticket when I'm at home with a sick kid. I'm like, hey, grab my ticket. And Jonathan's like, sorry.
At some point, didn't he say he needed 3 tickets?
I don't remember.
But at one point, I was looking at fronting about $200 for 10 tickets. I was like, nope.
I don't like you guys that much.
Nope.
But you, Kevin, you did filming a couple months after Bill did, and they specifically asked you to bring your car.
Yep, Bill went in May, and I went in August of 2014. When we did that, we can get into the casting whole thing, but when you go do the casting, they ask you for what cars you own, what color they are, what year they are, all that crap. At the time, my wife owned a 2001 Subaru Outback. It was green. Come to find out, they want green cars, silver cars, not red cars. They want dreary colored cars. They don't want
yellows. Earthy tones.
Yeah, they don't want yellows, blacks, or whites. They want cars that don't reflect light and don't absorb light on the camera. Which was, I was told by our handlers and all of our people, I had a green car. So it was a Subaru. It wasn't huge. It wasn't a pickup truck. It was a car that's going to be downtown Detroit. So they did bring me in because of the car. They brought in about 120 people all because of their car. And that we filmed, as I said before, that chase scene. We called it a chase scene because we didn't know what we were filming quite yet, where Bruce is going into Metropolis at the end of Man of Steel. They brought about 120 cars in, and the plan was they were going to have four blocks down by Griswold, down by the Cobo Center, and do a big, what we thought was a chase. He was going to be chased by the camera, but go through there. And the day before we went and filmed, they said, no, you get 2 blocks. So they had to change everything around. They got about 20 cars in to make a log jam or a car jam where he gets out of the car. And so my car's down the screen. You can't see it. But again, like Bill was saying, right place, right time. I weasel my way in the back because I'm dressed like a Metropolis businessman. I'm in a suit. So everybody's in a suit, but there's other extras there in cop uniforms and firemen uniforms and stuff. They're definitely extras. I look like a guy that works for the movie with a radio on my hip. So me and a couple other guys get in the bat. We're asked to, hey, 15 guys. I was the 14th guy counted off. Stand back here. So I'm behind Ben when he gets out of the Jeep. And then the blast from Zod's ship happens. I'm in that scene behind there. Then he takes off, runs down a street. I'm standing next to him, closer than Drew and I are now, when the camera starts and he runs down the thing. But the that was the second day. The first day was training on cars in Pontiac where you filmed.
Mm-hmm.
The third day was really where the money hit the... There was a lot of people, a lot of the extras didn't get in on set, and they were complaining. And so I stood back. I had my 2 days next to Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
was my personal friend.
Yeah.
And
close personal friend,
yeah,
Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Yeah.
It ain't no thing. We had, you know, I had many more stories. I'm trying to just go through everything by memory. But so the third day, I just let kind of, I wasn't going to try to get in place and try to make enemies. Turns out that they did a chase scene. Again, I could point it out. They clipped, 15 different clips of that sequence. So we watched them film that, and they said, hey, everybody needs to be over in this area. And in the movie, it's where Ben runs around a corner. He's on the phone, and he's watching the building come down. So I'm up the street with a car. Everybody's doing the same thing. One of the grips, or the not the higher-ups, but one of the people with bullhorns comes and grabs a guy named Jerry and myself. And I'm about 6'5". Jerry's about 6'4". We got scruffy beards. We don't look too different than Affleck. I don't know if that happened, but several people told us that. They bring us down away from our cars and stand us right next to where Ben's coming over. And everybody from us forward was stuntmen because the cart comes by with a camera. So we got to stand there where he comes and runs around and talks on the phone. They shot that scene from behind him and in front of him. So we spent all day filming that scene. I don't know. We did that take probably 10 times each. And I didn't actually get to say any words to Affleck. He never said anything to except Bruce, which is the first director, and Zack Snyder himself. Zack did ask me how I was doing. I said, hey, do you remember Bill? He goes, who?
Oh.
Sad. I told him I was having the time of my life. It was one of the most fun things I've ever done. Later that day, they moved everybody up the street, and they ran the helicopter down. If you watch them again, the helicopter shot, and that helicopter comes down between the first and second floor of those buildings. It's not up. It is right down by streetlight level, and it was nuts because it was where he was filming was a dead end. It was a T, and he come down, and he stops, turns the helicopter around, comes right back up, and out of the, yeah. I mean, you can look out this window.
Well, it's not a visual medium, so
no.
Don't.
That's how close that chopper
John's
is.
Learning.
John is learning.
I'm getting it. I'm
well
getting
played.
It, guys.
He
well
can
played.
Be taught.
Now, you got to stand next to Ben Affleck. Are you taller than Ben Affleck?
I'm only a couple inches taller.
Couple inches taller. Yeah. Because this Ben Affleck, or this Batman, is the biggest Batman that's ever been on screen. Ben Affleck he's huge. He's 76 inches, 216 pounds.
He's yoked, bro.
He's yoked, bro.
Small.
He's actually taller than Cavill.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the Batman we've wanted, a big, burly Batman. We haven't got that. Even Bale was pretty narrow.
Is it the Batman you deserve?
Yes.
Did you guys enjoy the movie?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I have a whole new appreciation for what goes into a movie. I mean, I used to look at it and say, how could it cost $200 million? It's a load of fluff. No, it's. I understand you had 400 extras in my scene and not one of them made the screen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just that alone.
You all got paid.
Like, we all got paid.
Right.
Paid. Made it rain. I'm talking Machetta.
I made $8 an hour, which is just over Michigan minimum wage. Minimum 8 hours in time and a half over that. I did work. 4 hour day, a 9 hour, a 13, and a 12, or something like that. So it was a wash after my hotel room.
Yeah, but after the hotel room, it definitely offset. You're like, oh, yeah, well, didn't do it for the finances.
Nope.
The screen time that you got was priceless.
Yes. It will be for me and my family for all time.
And Bill's on the Blu-ray. Bill will be fine on the Blu-ray.
Well, you can see me in the movie. I'm in the General Zod scene when Tao Kamado's wheeling the body down the hallway. I'm in the background. I'm just that little shadowy guy.
Okay. Yeah. We'll note it.
He is in the trailer, too. And so he technically made it a big time. I mean, it's good.
Big time Bill.
Big time Bill.
Big head Bill.
Well, that was before the movie.
Yeah.
Now, we commutatively talked about the movie. You can read the awesome review by Ben on thecourtofnerds.com. But we didn't like it as much as you guys did because there was a lot of things that were technically wrong. And don't boo.
No, no, he can boo. He's welcome to boo. I know Bill well enough that he can boo. We're close personal friends, me and Bill. However, here's the thing. The acting is great. I have no issue with the acting. Wonder Woman was a force of fucking nature. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gal Gadot chewed up that screen every scene that she was in.
Every scene.
I would
every
agree.
Scene.
Yeah.
However, they already released that deleted scene. And again, I hope you're not still listening if you haven't seen the fucking movie. Because if you are still listening and you haven't seen the movie, you're an idiot and it's your own fault.
Also, Superman dies.
Superman's dead.
Oh.
Our Lady Peace. Anybody? Just me? All right.
Yeah.
They released that deleted scene that was, what, like 40 seconds or something? Mm-hmm. Which basically fills in the entire motivation for why Lex Luthor is doing what Lex Luthor is doing. And otherwise, there's no motivation for it in the film. And yet, you needed a 10-minute bathtub scene with Amy Adams where you don't even see a nipple.
Oh, it was close, though.
We were looking for the
damn nipple. But that's the thing. It distracts from the actual scene because you're just, come on. Just a little more. Slide up a little more. Come on. Amy.
Yeah, the whole scene.
You didn't notice, Drew, that there actually was nipple, but they had green screened over
they
it.
Had yeah. They had to have.
They had to have. Unless she has, like, the lowest nips ever. She got some low riders. But that scene in itself is completely pointless. You know, I saw a review try and justify it by saying, it humanized Superman. No, it just put Amy Adams in a bathtub.
Well, and everything I've seen on that was just basically, Snyder was trying to bring human nature, human tendencies and everything into Superman. That's why he did admit that he wanted to kill him by the end.
Now,
could have done it a
different way. Counterpoint here, Bill, I think you guys are both married men, right?
Yes.
Okay. When has your wife been in the tub, pissed off at you, and you're able to walk in with groceries and flowers and then nail her naked in the tub?
Well, it is John's sister, so I'll say all the time.
It is my sister.
I'm aware. That's why I kind of looked at you when I said it, John.
My argument is I'm not Superman.
Right, and I'm not yoked like Henry Cavill, but here's the thing. That if you want to humanize Superman to me, show me him in the grocery store buying those groceries, picking out flowers, trying to remember what Lois likes, fretting over it, texting her friend going, shit, what is she like? Yeah. And then having to wait in a U-scan line while some old lady scans 50 coupons. That would humanize the shit out of him.
Right down
there. It would have been funnier. It would have been funnier than most of that movie.
Yeah. And that was the other problem was I think I looked at John when Alfred finally cracked a joke. And I was like, wow, 2 hours in, we get a joke.
Oh, come on. Don't Disney me.
I'm not going to Disney you. But a little levity never killed anyone. There were moments where you could have slipped in a bit of humor. That party scene at Luther's house would have done great to make a couple of jokes.
Well, it really seemed like they were trying to get Lex Luthor to have daddy issues through the whole movie. Like his just bipolar daddy issues.
And here's the thing. Like I said, I have no issue with the acting in the film. I think Batfleck is going to be great.
Oh. Yes, I agree.
You know, I think Cavill played his role well.
Mm-hmm.
There were just... As a movie, there were things that weren't done that needed to be done structurally. There's a great movie in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Zack Snyder just didn't get that movie on the screen. Now, his Blu-ray director's cut, I have a lot of hope for. Because I think he wanted to make Lord of the Rings, but was told, you can make Age of Ultron.
Do you think he just didn't have enough time within that almost 3-hour movie
to explain what he was going for? About what to keep.
Okay.
I think there were a lot of those scenes from the Daily Planet that you could have cut. That also would have helped your credibility with any journalist watching that film. Our buddy Ben works for MLive in Jackson, and he was like, "That's not, never."
Yeah. There's no printing anymore.
No
they
one
were
would print.
Printing papers. Shit doesn't happen anymore.
You don't print on a 1940.
Are you kidding me?
No, you don't. Not
what, the, what do they do?
Not no. the way they were doing it. It's all digitized. Everything's digitally printed now.
What do you mean? I've seen it in Hollywood. This is the way it works. This is life.
How's this? No editor at a major metropolitan newspaper walks around giving assignments by shouting fake headlines.
I don't know how to live anymore.
Yeah. Any young reporter who gets put on a beat or is told, hey, write the story about this, would A, not be allowed to just go off and write something else, B, still be okay when he didn't write the story he was assigned, or anything, not be fired for the way he conducted himself at his job.
Yeah.
Because if your boss says, do this, guess what? You don't do it, you're fired. But he just went, oh, that Clark Kent, Smallville.
So I wonder if there actually will be a deleted scene where Clark gets fired.
I hope so.
I think that'd be awesome. Well, but humanize him even further.
And I don't know about you guys. I felt like the Justice League stuff was a little forced.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a force fisting in there.
Yeah.
It looked like an internet, you know, computer thing that you got to hype the movie.
Right.
Oh, we got to see Aquaman for 20 seconds.
That's actually the perfect way to describe it. I hadn't been able to think of it. Thank you.
I went to a Comic-Con a couple last May, C2E2, to see Stan Lee and Jason Mora.
What's his name? Momoa.
Momoa,
yeah.
He walks by, never as Aquaman. They billed him to go there as Aquaman. He was on a computer screen in the movie for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
What?
In a way that made zero sense, because Aquaman's whole thing is to hide Atlantis from the surface world.
Yeah.
And yet he swims up to the camera, basically shows a tit, and then swims away. Mm.
That's a nice tit.
Yeah, but he would have destroyed the camera. Aquaman would have destroyed the camera and, you know, taken it with him.
But it wouldn't have, Zach would not be able to put it in his film if he did that.
Right. And there are certain things that you're supposed to just accept.
Yes.
Now, I will say this. This was the first moment that I've actually been like, you know what? Ezra Miller might pull off The Flash. He might. Because I've been so in love with Grant Gustin's The Flash on the CW. Because it's been so great. But Ezra Miller showed a bit of, okay, I get the character. I understand that he's serious, and yet he's the heart of the Justice League. Like, The Flash is the heart. You know, if this was Captain Planet, he'd be the little Indian kid shouting, heart! With the monkey on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. See, but more useful.
But more useful, yes. Significantly more useful.
The only problem I have with the leaked clip is it shows that Lex Luthor has his idea after he's already got access to the Genesis.
Right.
Yeah. Where does he get all the motivation before that to pit Batman and Superman?
Right.
That's where my twist goes. Is I go, okay, the leaked scene is the Genesis. The Genesis happens after he's already gotten the kryptonite, planned to have Batman steal it, planned it. I'm really fucking the movie for everybody.
Again, it's fine. If you're still listening, it's their own fault.
Touché. Yes.
We Superman had spoiler dead. Warnings.
But that's where I had an issue with it. I love the trailer leak. I liked the movie. It was great. I understand that they can't Marvel it, because imagine if they just copied the same format and said, okay, well, we're going to do a Flash. He's going to be standalone right now. Then Superman's going to get his. Then we're going to have our big gathering. And then they're going to break up again. And then they're going to come back again.
Right.
Well, then everybody would just criticize him because they did the same format Marvel did.
When they announced the movie, I had heard Kevin Smith kind of theorize that the whole Justice League thing was going to be based on the backbone of Superman, which makes sense, because you take any other villain that's not a Superman villain and put against the Justice League, well, just Superman, he could beat him.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the entire Justice League to beat Superman villains.
I did appreciate the ass whooping Superman gave Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could have been longer.
Could have been.
We wanted it to be longer after 3 years of hype. That fight scene should have been longer.
Yeah, I mean, it's Batman v Superman.
Right.
You know, and but how Zack Snyder with his, well, the V in Latin means and. Yeah. The V in Latin means go fuck yourself, you uppity dick. Sorry, I know you're friends with him, but.
Hey, it's okay. He can stand up for himself.
Yeah,
he's
exactly,
a big boy.
Exactly. If he hears this, he'll defend himself, of course. I like that you bring up Kevin Smith, who actually on his podcast this week compared Batman's Affleck. Or Affleck's Batman, sorry. Already mixing up. To Donald Trump.
Oh,
as,
God.
As just a dumb rich guy throwing around his money and power to get what he wants.
Well, that's what all these guys are.
Right, but Batman is supposed to be the greatest detective on Earth. He's supposed to be smarter than everyone. So the loud, noisy car chase scene where he comes in firing Gatling guns, which don't even get me started that's on that.
Point.
You know, when you could have just put the tracer on the semi, went and gotten it later, and not left a fucking batarang in the middle of the thing basically saying, yeah, I did it, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but see, the torment later, side of it, you wouldn't have the Batman twisted, like, sad, depressed, branding people, killing them in jail by putting this brand out.
Yeah. Then later in the movie, we see a very calculated plan to beat Superman, the only guy to ever do it. Well, Doomsday, but, you know, we see he plans that spear in the right spot. He knows where he's going to be, hits him with the sound waves. I didn't think about the car chase.
Yeah.
You know, that's totally unplanned.
There's so much of it that, like, you're like, wait a minute. So how did, you know, and how did he not notice Wonder Woman going down to get the, you know, the receiver box? Like, there's certain things that Batman wouldn't have missed that for some reason this version of Batman missed. And if you're going to go with the, well, it's a modern take on the character. That's fine. He's still supposed to be smart as shit. You know, I don't care if he's killing people. I'll get past that. Although him snapping a dude's neck was a really jarring scene for me. Like, I remember I looked over at John and went, nuh-uh, no,
well, not that's, okay. I mean, that's straight out of, it's like Zack Snyder just put on the PS4, started playing Arkham Asylum, and was like, yeah, we're going to put that in the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and that was,
straight
and that's
off
how
the
Batman's
game.
Fighting style looked was like you were playing the game.
And his suit.
And like he was waiting to do combos while moving through each. It seemed a little...
Press Y to counter.
Well, yeah, press Y to counter. Press Y to counter!
Well, the question is Suicide Squad going to come before this then, and it's going to help elaborate why Batman's so twisted? Like, why he's so run down?
I had heard the beginning of the movie will start with Batman catching Joker.
Batman,
very small scenes of Batman, but the capture of the Joker character.
Did you guys see the animated Batman Assault on Arkham?
No.
I feel like that's a lot of what this Suicide Squad movie is going to be based on, because while the animated was called Batman Assault on Arkham, it's a Suicide Squad movie. They just put Batman in the title to sell more copies. And it basically has little bits of Batman to inform you about Suicide Squad. Nervous about that one. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm nervous. I don't think they understand Harley's character at all. They're just thinking crazy chick, not psychotic sociopath.
Right.
Yeah. Who knows that she's a psychotic sociopath, but in her head believes she's just analyzing herself.
And she's in love with herself.
And she's in love with herself, along with being in love with another sociopath. Hmm. Right. So, you know, there's a lot going on with the character that I don't know that they get yet. And I'm really nervous about Will Smith in anything these days.
That would be where I'm sitting right now. Is what? Where was the decision with Will Smith? Hey, we want Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. Like, we want a big name star who's under contract with Warner Brothers already, who has to do these movies if we tell him to.
Where his wife's going to protest it because he didn't get an Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, he's not going to get an Oscar. You don't get Oscars for superhero movies unless you die. Sorry.
Well, that's true.
It's the realness.
That's a good point.
Well, listen, overall, I think the movie was too... I think critics were too harsh on it. Fans were too easy on it.
Yes.
And the real truth is somewhere in the middle, that this is an okay movie.
Mm-hmm.
And mandatory Emily mention of the week. I think Emily brought up a good point that in 3 years, this will be a much better movie when we see a solo Batman movie and a solo Wonder Woman movie, and their characters have some weight to them emotionally. Because that photo of Wonder Woman in the movie is great. But we have no idea what the fuck it means because we haven't seen a Wonder Woman movie.
And yeah, do you notice true. Chris Pine next to her?
Oh, yeah. Chris Pine's fine ass.
Mm.
I did not.
Yes. Chris Pine is in the Wonder Woman movie. He turned down the Green Lantern part.
Allegedly. That's never been confirmed. To take the role of Steve Trevor in Wonder Woman.
Hmm.
Which is going to be a bit more of a one-off because Steve Trevor, unlike Wonder Woman, isn't, you know, fucking immortal. He's just a man. And we are all just men here on the Court of Nerds. Thanks for tuning in for our Batman v Superman special discussion. Big thank you to our guests this week, Kevin and Bill.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Who you can see in the film if you haven't gone yet. And if you've somehow turned this back on after all the spoilers, what the fuck is wrong with you? What are you doing with your life?
Superman dies.
Superman dies.
Dead.
Once again. You have the con, Mr. Calvaruso.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm John.
I'm Greg.
And I'm still Drew. Be sure to check us out at thecourtofnerds.com. We post weekly comic book reviews. We post spoiler-filled reviews and sometimes even spoiler-free ones. And of course, our rants for rant's sake. Once again, thecourtofnerds.com. We love you guys. And we love you, Batfleck.
Do you like the sound of our voices more than we do? Well, make sure you listen to the podcast on thecourtofnerds.com. Also be our friends on Facebook because we need everyone we can get. And follow us on Twitter because occasionally we retweet fun stuff.